Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting from Baltimore's Odyssey Studios. Rob Long, I'm broadcasting from Seattle's Odyssey Studios. Jeremy Kahn on vacation. He will be back tomorrow. Good morning to you, Edward.
Good morning. Good morning. How's things in Seattle, the Pacific Northwest?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Just someone asked me about getting adjusted to the time zone change. And yeah, you travel many, many places. You don't get adjusted to this till it's time to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get adjusted to it. I'm just trying to get, survive it. That's it. I don't have the. If I was staying here long term, I would try to get adjusted to it.
Staying here long term, you're just fine.
Yeah,
yeah, it's different. I think coming this way is the hard part.
That's what I keep hearing. It's been a long time since I've been to the West Coast. I think I was probably in the military last time I've been to the West Coast, but I think I was. But I'll see. We'll see. No big deal. I think a tip of the cap to Adam Martian from Masson. He's the one that does the scheduling. And, he intentionally gave me a series off when we come back. Because, like he said, the rest of these guys, they have one job, and that's this. So they could, just come home, sleep until they have to go back to work probably in the evening. And I don't have that luxury. I'm not taking off from radio to get adjusted to. The schedule from changing for baseball wouldn't do that. So he gave me off a series to be able to catch back up and then jump right back in.
Cool. So,
yeah, it all works in my favor. No big deal.
Well, we got to start playing golf.
You had fun yesterday?
I had the craziest day. I could only play my back was barking, but I played. I didn't play badly either. It started off bad. Like, I go to my bag on the first tee. There's no driver. Huh? I thought I lost it somehow. It was in Florida. I took it out of the bag to go to a driving range when they never put it back in. And then, I played the whole game with a 4-wood. But that was fine. But I played way better than I thought it would after laying off. Like, I haven't played in literally since 23.
Do you have a hybrid 4 or your standard?
It's a hybrid. They gave me 4, 5, 6 in hybrids. And it worked out well. They do. You put you on the machine to see how you swing and where you hit and all. And the guy recommended. He gave me instead of irons, like the wood's better apparently. And he gave me what you would have. You got a 4-iron, 5-iron, whatever. Mine are 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, they're all woods or hybrids, whatever.
Hybrid. I am. It makes all the difference in the world for me. I actually swing the hybrids differently. I know that's weird. I didn't know it until someone told me. So your approach, your swing is different on a hybrid. Maybe it's psychological, But I prefer the hybrids a lot more than the irons, as you call them.
You know Justin Chambers from Fox 45, the weather meteorologist? Mm-hmm. He's on. He's my witness. I got to tell you. I'm going to have him tell you what I did. Justin.
I mean, we have a new term for it. It's called the Ed Norris jar par. That's what he did.
Yeah. Explain what
he that?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, he starts off with all these excuses, and we were like, well, here we go. Like, he's like, oh, I got this in my back, and I haven't played, and blah, blah, blah. And then he starts getting all these dots in the dot game where he's, you know, just making all these great shots. He's making putts. He's getting in the fairway. And then he's like 88 yards out on hole 8 at Fox Hollow, and he's had a terrible hole, right? I mean, his drive was awful. His second shot was sucked. And then his third shot, he's back in the fairway. So he's 88 yards out, and he's just like, whatever. You know, I'm just going to step up and hit it. And he hits it, doesn't touch a blade of grass. All it does is goes and hits the pin right into the bottom of the jar. Jar, par, Ed Norris. Amazing. Amazing.
Jar, par.
Didn't bounce.
But it takes him to name it as jar, par. Now I get it. You're the only one. You came up with that, didn't you?
Justin did.
I did. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
The Ed Norris jar par. Yeah. Well, yeah. From Justin, now on, he should just never play again. I mean, like, you should never play again. Like, that's how you go out, man. You go out on a high note. Like, right?
Now, how'd you do, Justin? How'd you do?
I did not do very well. Although I did have one on 18 that was similar to the Ed Norris jar par. However, it was the Justin Chambers jar bogey. So that was not as exciting because it wasn't a par. But, yeah, it was fine. I mean, you know, it was a great day out there, and the course is in great shape. So, you know, weather's looking good. We're sticky again today. But, you know, let's do it. Let's get out there and play.
Remember the time you didn't have fun playing golf? Yeah, I don't remember either.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, Justin, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, guys. Thanks, good luck.
Ed Norris jar par. All right.
Everybody, we didn't know what to say. Because no one's ever seen that, like, in person. Like, it's 90 yards away. It's like, up and in, and I didn't know what happened. They started screaming and threw their arms up in the air. It was the wildest day of golf I've ever had. It was fun.
That's cool, though,
it was
man.
Really cool.
What was the temperature like yesterday, too?
It was nice. It was, like, in the mid-80s.
Oh, see, that's – once it hits mid-80s, I can do anything outside.
Yeah, it was
mid-80s
nice.
And above, I'm good. I can do anything outside. I'm not worried about how many holes do we have. Because this is in 60 degrees or something. Like, oh, man, come on, dude. We, like, played 10 holes.
Yeah, it was just fun. It really was. It was just a fun day. I hadn't been out, you know, with friends. And, you know, nobody's that good that you play with. Everybody has it. You know, but that was fun. It was a fun day.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Justin, Ed. Yep. Remember the time you didn't have fun playing golf?
No.
Not exactly. Me either.
No. I texted Celeste, and she found my driver and 3-wood in the garage. She sent me a picture, so I know where they are.
I want, if I could, I got a different shovel. If I could give the shovel to my man, Ben Wagner, Wags. Because I said, Ben, you walk to the stadium on the way to work. He said, yes. Is there any places to eat along the way? Because I want to soak in some Seattle. You know, because, you know, his Capitol Grill is that close to my room. Your room, too, Ed. I think we're both guilty. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I want to soak in some Seattle. He said, oh, yeah, plenty of restaurants along the way. Go. I mean, it's awesome. Right around the stadium especially, there's lots of restaurants. Oh, yeah, it's good, good. So I walked and I got around the stadium. The one thing the Wags didn't tell me, they don't open until shortly before the game starts.
Oh.
So I'm there at 12:30, 1 o'clock Western time, our time. And funny thing, no one's open. So now I have to walk back towards the hotel to find something to eat because I'm starving at the moment. I'm texting him, I'm like, dude, I'm open to the game. I didn't know you were going that early. I said to you, I'm leaving the hotel at 12:30. So I had to trek back, and I ended up going to a brewery, which was cool. It was cool because it did have some, you know, Seattle-type cuisine to it. So whatever.
Hmm.
Salmon is big here, which I love.
Bet. Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
You know, you realize how close you are to Alaska. You know, salmon is huge here, so they prepared it the way they prepare it here, and I'm good with that. But I like this place. It's not bad. I mean, I don't think I could live here.
I've heard good things about it. I know people that have lived there, have visited, you know, our family. I've heard really good things about Seattle.
Yeah.
And I heard people, they're pretty rabid sports fans, too.
Yeah. Is Heston Kjerstad a person that you think is a future solution for the Baltimore Orioles. We'll talk about that at 6:30. But on the other side, Birds, Mariners, Orioles win the series, go for the sweep. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
With two down here in this ninth, 0-for-2 lifetime facing Bautista. Long look back. And Tellez clubs it in the air, out to center field. Adams back on the track, makes the catch to finish the ball game. Felix Bautista cashes in the save, exhales as the Orioles have taken the series with back-to-back wins here in Seattle. They stretch out their season-best win streak to 5 straight.
You heard the little chuckle in the background there from Jim Palmer, Ed?
Yep.
Let me give you a little logistics. I do the pregame and postgame show right up there, standing between those two. But the rest of the game, I'm on the field. So I had to run back up maybe in the eighth inning. So I'm sitting right next to Palmer. When that ball was hitting left field, he and I both, we gave one another look. We thought it was over with. And not in the Orioles' favor. And it seems like the ball just got knocked down by the baseball gods into the glove of the center fielder. At the time, the center fielder, who was in the center fielder? Adams. Adams was in the center fielder. Jordan Adams was in the center fielder at the time. Orioles win 3-2. Tony Mancelino said something last night that was so, so solid, spot on. He talked about the Heston Kjerstad. We'll talk about Heston Kjerstad the next block. But he talked about Heston Kjerstad, the triple that he hit. He said he hits that ball and it just hugs inside the line. Because that's how things are going right now. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the season, that ball would have gone foul. And you think, that's not how it works. But it is how it works. That's exactly how it works. That ball, 2 weeks ago, Ed, it goes foul. right now because they're hot, it stays fit.
That's the way it is, though. It really is. It's the same. That's a great example. And it's the same thing when, you know, they'll hit things either on the button that are dropping, you know, line drives that drop in the outfield for hits. Or,
right.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, it would have hit someone right in the glove. They would just they wouldn't even have had to move. It would have just been standing there. So that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. And last night, the Birds get it done despite only having 4 hits in the game. There were only 9 hits total in this baseball game. And once again, they win a pitcher's duel. How many pitcher's duels have they won during this little stretch of theirs?
5.
Yeah. like with the other team, yeah, the other guy pitched good enough to win, but our pitcher's a little bit better now.
Yeah, this has been you're too encouraged, but it's pretty encouraging. It's nice to see, man. You know, you got 2 wins over a division leader. Yeah, I'll take it.
And with the Mariners have 5 hits. 2 by Cal Raleigh. 2 by Rodriguez and 1 by Rosarena. So yeah. Batters 2, 3, and 4 had all of their hits last night.
Yeah, you're getting a big dumper that you're going to hit on. There's no disgrace.
No disgrace at all. He's unreal, man.
He really is. And they already won this series. So,
and that's the great thing.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I think it was an important series for Cade Povich. A important start, I should say, because when Trevor Rogers had the kind of start that he had, and keep in mind, going into yesterday, Cade Povich had the worst start of this whole stretch. He's the only one that didn't go like 6 innings, and last night he still didn't go 6.
5 1/3.
Yeah. I was happy to see him come back out because I think it was the fourth inning, and they had a little rally going, runners on first and third, no outs, and he got out of that only giving up 1 run. That to me shows some guts. It did. In fact, it was a 4th inning. That showed some guts because that was his time, really. When we saw that, the last start, he had the same situation. I think it was against the Cardinals, and he just completely imploded. But last night, he minimized the damage and only gave up 1 run.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you feel. It's like, all of a sudden, you're starting to feel like, wow, could they actually be getting, you know, back to their, you know, the form that they've had that, you know, you expect from this team? I'm just pretty excited about it, honestly. You know, Rutschman hits a home run, who's been under a lot of criticism this season. You know, it started last season, but it just continued this year. And now, you know, he gets not just another hit, but he, you know, hits a dinger. So pretty cool.
It is. 4 hits so far in the first 2 games of this series. Lots of family and friends here to watch him play. I'm hoping at least if he's not behind the plate today that he's at least DH. He's home. Yeah. He's home.
He is home. Right? What did he go to, Oregon State?
Went to Oregon State, yeah. And this was his – Seattle, he talks about it often, was considered like his home team.
Yeah.
So, you know, being here and you know, he talked about it last night, being on the East Coast, his guys – it's funny. He said – you know, some guys that went to high school, I haven't seen them in so long. It's been 6 or 7 years. I'm like, shut up.
That's right, yeah. 6 or 7 years.
Shut up.
It's not like, yeah, they went to high school and they were stockbrokers now. He means from high school. Like, yes.
So let me ask you this, Ed. You got guys like Jordan Westberg, who had a couple of hits last night in AAA, coming back. You got guys like Sanchez, Laureano, who kind of the peripheral players coming back as well.
Yeah.
It looks like to me, from everything that I'm hearing, that Mountcastle's hamstring injury may not be your he'll be all right type of hamstring injury. It might be a little more significant than you want it to be, from what I'm hearing.
That's not good.
Cedric Mullins is out.
He's not just on the hit.
It's not good, and he is starting to hit. But what if Kobe Mayo gets hot playing first base? You know, and I think Ryan Mountcastle's proven to be a better first baseman than he used to be.
Well, he's playing like Gold Glove first base. I mean, he's a very good first baseman, if you mean defensively.
Offensively, yeah. Definitely, but defensively, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But remember the days when Ryan Mountcastle first came up and everybody said, man, he'd just keep his glove home?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Absolutely.
Just keep your glove home. And now he's a Gold Glove level first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to see the same thing from O'Hearn. You know, he's smooth, very smooth at first base now. It's you kind of feel for those guys that are injured, but Kowser in center field. You got Dylan Carlson who's starting to hit the ball. He went 1-for-3 again last night in left field. And there's two guys in particular. The guys that are on their way back right now, you know, Jordan Westberg, you know he's going to be plug and play. You know, you feel for some of the other guys, but you, Jordan Westberg. But going into the season, we didn't know the future of Mullins and Mountcastle in the first place. How tough is it going to be for them to get their way back, their proper roles in the lineup, if this team continues to play well?
I know. It's just so weird. Like, how this game is so, you know, quirky, where you'll see them get hits and they leave a ton of men on base. They lose a game like that they shouldn't. And then, you know, last night, they get four hits. They score three runs. It's like, you know, it's the complete opposite. They made, you know, the best out of everything they had. So
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Out of all the things that's happened for this team for the past just under 2 weeks, Ed, what is the biggest improvement that you've seen from them?
The pitching.
Yeah.
Oh, hands down. I mean, you know, the pitching had no faith in. They looked like they couldn't stop anybody. You know, it was like Triple-A pitchers against Major League batters. And it's what it looked like. Now it doesn't. Now it's, you know, this has been great. It's really been. And again, there's still 12 games under 500, whatever it is. I feel really good about them, though, now. Now it's fun to watch and to talk about. It's a whole different thing.
Hey, Ed, like I said yesterday, it was about a week ago, we were talking about how, man, they're close to 20 games under 500. Here we are today with a chance for a second consecutive sweep, and we're talking about, well, we're close to just 10 games below 500. You got to keep chopping wood, man. You can't, you know, I asked a question on Twitter yesterday that they asked on air, you know, do you have new restored hope for this team with the way they're playing? He said no, because everybody else in our division except Boston is playing good baseball too. And I said, well, that's number one, that's not how you look at it, not how I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at winning the division when I have three wild card spots, if you want to look at it that way. The three teams that are in front of you in the wild card spot have won a combined 10 games in the last 10 days. That's not good. Combined, they won 10 games in the last 10 days.
Yeah.
So that's how you got to keep chopping your way up to the top. If you're only looking at the division, then you're looking at baseball before, what, 1996, 95. But now you have three wild cards. Number one, I'm not even worried about the playoffs. I want entertaining baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are looking at the playoffs, then I think you're looking at the wrong thing and looking at the division.
What, you mean the division's crown?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that ain't happening.
That ain't happening.
It's not happening.
Ed and I brought up a topic the other day that we want to run with. AFC, NFC. Who's your favorite players on each team all time? We're going to dive into that starting at 6:45. But on the other side, Heston Kjerstad has started to show some life. Is he now, in your opinion, one of the outfielders of the future on this team? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Who corks it down the right field line, hooking into the corner. That is a fair ball, and it'll go deep into the corner, allowing Arias to score easily. Here comes Mayo. Kjerstad trucking into third with a go-ahead triple.
Love to see that. Love to see him get a triple and get those legs moving a little bit. And, you know, he's looked good. And guy just always has an amazing attitude. Such a team ball player. And so nice to see him get a big hit for us tonight.
That's Adley Rutschman talking about his teammate, Heston Kjerstad. Heston Kjerstad this month has an extra base hit in each game. Sunday, triple. Tuesday, double. Last night, triple. He looks like he's starting to develop a plan at the plate, Ed. Also in that time, he had a walk on Tuesday as well on a very good at-bat. Number one, did you ever have doubt that he could be a guy to help this team out long-term?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, from the time before he came up, we heard a lot of great things about him, and I think now he's learning to play the field better. Never doubt he could hit, though.
I have my doubts on the hitting part, because there seems to be a lot of holes in his swing. Holes that it looks like he's trying to fix it a little bit right now. I don't know whether it's, you know, hitting coaches or him watching film or what exactly is going on with him, but I had some doubts, and I think it is good to see him coming around right now. And again, it's all about, and I hate injuries, but I think the good thing about injuries is some of these guys that probably wouldn't have gotten an opportunity are now getting opportunities. You know, yeah. And they started, we're starting to find out that they're legit. They need the opportunities. They're legit.
Well, they're all legit. I mean, these are legit players. They're good young players. They're not like, you know, these flash in the pan guys. These guys are going to be around for a long time. And some of them are going to be, you know, perennial all-stars. You know, some are just going to be really good baseball players, but they're really good. It's not like that. I don't think they're, you know, they're any frauds here.
Kobe Mayo is a big boy.
Yeah.
I stood next to him on the elevator. Uh-huh. That's a big dude, man. I mean, if he gets a hold of one, it's going to be trouble. And I think he's another guy that, you know, he's going to get some opportunities coming forward, whether either DHing or playing first base. But, you know, he's a big dude.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I don't think people realize how big these guys are because, you know, there's a lot of baseball players who are not. There's some average-sized guys, some guys who are kind of undersized. You know, Altuve and guys like that. But the Orioles are kind of a big team anyway.
They are.
You know,
I said to you before, if you go skill position players in the Ravens and Orioles players, yes. Orioles are bigger.
They are bigger. Seriously. They're definitely bigger. And when you meet them in person, it's like, damn. It's like, because I don't think a lot of people think of baseball players as big.
No.
You know, they may be athletic or they look, you know, like regular people, but these guys are big. It's a big team.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Let's go to get Lee. Lee calling from Baltimore. What's up, Lee?
Good morning, Rob and Commish.
Morning.
What's up, man?
I think having Kerstad and Mateo in the outfield is criminal.
Okay.
They're terrible. Maybe put them at first base somewhere else, but no. Rob, before I get cut off, how long? I've been following you a long time.
Probably long NST. Time. NST.
And now, since NAST and Chicken Box Friday. And I appreciate you, the commish, and Jeremy, but I don't call to listen to Joe. That's all I got to say. Leave. Yeah.
That's unusual.
Kerstad and he said having Kerstad and Mateo in the outfield is criminal. I think you're going to see less of Mateo in the outfield. You're going to see more of Kerstad out. Now, I would love to have asked him, now, Kerstad and Mateo out there together, is that a problem, or Kerstad in general? Because if you put Kerstad out there with Couser and Carlson or you know, when Mullins comes back and Couser, do you feel the same way? Having those two out there together, it doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence either, I got to admit to him.
Well, I don't think he meant – I think he meant just individually they shouldn't be playing the outfield. Is what I think. That's why I took it, but I mean, I could be wrong. But I'm not sure. But I'm not
now
sure.
You think
Kerstad's getting better? I mean, he's got to learn to play the position.
He's got to learn because you can't be a DH only.
No.
That's not gonna work here.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work here. You got to be able to play multiple positions in order to play on this Orioles team. I don't think they're ever gonna have a guy who's just the DH. I don't think it's ever gonna fly.
No, I can't. I don't like seeing young players at DH. I really don't. I just, to me, if you're, you know, 23, 25 years old, you should be playing the field. You should be, you know, a complete baseball player. However, there are guys like Juan Soto who can't play the field that well anyway. But
you talking about, man, he's a Gold Glove finalist.
Yeah.
He's a Gold Glove finalist, which was the biggest. That was the biggest joke since Rafael Palmeiro won Gold Glove, and he played like what 20 something games that year.
I mean, that's just insulting. Like, come on, really? You think we're not watching the game? I mean, the guy's a great player, but he's not a great fielder. Gold Glover.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I've been waiting for this. I've been very, very excited. This is how we're going to break this down, folks. At 7 o'clock, favorite players on each team all time, not currently, all time, because Ed and I both agreed There's some teams in the NFL right now. I don't have a favorite player.
Yeah. They could be, and they could be current if you think this is going to be one of the best all time.
Right.
Most of mine aren't.
It can be current. It can be, but they don't have to be.
Right.
We're going to do NFC at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we're going to do the AFC edition. Up next on the
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Man, and the topic that came up in a very organic fashion, Ed, we're going to do it on air.
Oh, absolutely.
Your best, your favorite. Not best, favorite. Your favorite player all time from each NFL team. And again, I specify, it's not the best. It's your favorites all time, which means it could be current, but all time. All right, start off with the Buffalo Bills. Your favorite Buffalo Bill of all time.
And this is the oddest pick of all. It's funny because we had to start with them. Steve Tasker.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going with Thurman Thomas.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins.
That was between Mercury Morris and Nick Bonacani. I'll go Mercury Morris.
Mine is a little strange. I'm going Mark Clayton.
Okay.
New England Patriots.
Tom Brady, hands down.
I go Tom Brady. It's been stupid to go not to go. Yeah. I'm going to surprise you, I think, with the Jets. Who's your favorite Jets of all time?
I'm going with the first 4,000-yard passer in the NFL, the man who forced the merge. I'm going with Joe Namath.
Mine is Freeman McNeil.
I love Freeman McNeil. There were so many Jets, it was hard for me. But I don't think people realize it took 12 years for somebody to break Namath's 4,000-yard record. Yeah. People forget how good he was.
Oh, and that was Dan Fouts, right?
Yeah, it was Dan Fouts.
Yeah. Houston Texans.
J.J. Watt.
Deshaun Watson. Okay. Indianapolis Colts.
Bruce Laird.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
MJ, Maurice Jones-Drew.
Mine is Keenan McCardell.
Okay.
Tennessee Titans.
Well, I went with the Oilers because I hate. I mean, Eddie George on the Titans, but Earl, I don't want to forget the Oilers. Earl Campbell for sure.
Mine is Derrick Henry, Titans. Denver Broncos.
Oh, Broncos. Steve Atwater.
Vaughn Miller.
That was my other choice. I have them both written down. Yep.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Willie Lanier.
That's a good one. That's a real good one, but I can't lie. Pat Mahomes. I love me some Mahomes. Las Vegas, Oakland, Los Angeles Raiders.
Howie Long.
That's a good one. Marcus Allen.
That was my other choice. It's funny. Yeah, that was my other choice. But I didn't want to make it all running backs and, you know, safeties. So, but go ahead.
Los Angeles / San Diego Chargers.
Running back. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Mine was tough because I love Dan Fouts, but I just remember as a kid when I started falling in love with football, that overtime game in Miami, Kellen Winslow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Anthony Munoz, I think the greatest offensive lineman in the NFL, in the history of the NFL.
Good one, but I'm going current, modern day again on this one, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I know you love Burrow.
Cleveland Browns.
This is a way back machine. Leroy Kelly.
You know, one of my mentors was his brother, Pat Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he went to Morgan, right?
Leroy did, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going not that far back. Bernie Kosar.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jack Lambert.
Mine is Hayward. Modern day.
Mm-hmm.
I love Cameron Hayward. All right. And the Baltimore Ravens.
This was tough.
It was.
It's because I love Ed Reed so much. Him and Ray, obviously. I'm going to have to go with Ed Reed.
You going with Ed Reed?
Yeah.
I love Ed Reed. I love Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis, Jonathan Ogden.
That's what I mean. These guys are all, like, there.
I'm going Lamar.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson is my favorite Raven of all time. He is.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
410-583-1057. I wanted to leave room specifically for what you were just doing, Ed, because I want to circle it back. Give me your honorable mention list, the guys that were so tough for you to exclude from these teams.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because you named a couple of them.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. For me, it would be like Nick Bonacani with the Dolphins,
right.
Jim Kelly with the Bills, the Jets. God, I mean, that's a tough one. Curtis Martin. Let's see. The Bengals, let me go bounce around. I'll just pick a couple of teams. The Bengals, I'd have to go with Boomer Esiason.
Yep, he was on my list too.
Yep. Boomer was. You know, he's a Terp, and he's a good person. Just for a lot of reasons, just really liked him. For the Browns, I like Paul Warfield, who ended up with the Dolphins as well. But that's what I remember with the Browns. The Texans are too new. I mean, J.J. Watt's still my favorite there.
Well, I picked Deshaun Watson, but J.J. Watt was the other one on my list. For the Dolphins, it was tough because I wanted Dan Marino. For the Bills, it was tough because I love Jim Kelly. For the Steelers, they're picking – I love Hayward just because not only the player that he is, but the man that he is. Yeah. But it was tough because I wanted Kevin Green as well. For the Browns, it was a little bit tough too because there's so many there on that team that before him, Brian Sipes. I love Brian Sipes, the cardiac kid, Browns.
Yes, yeah.
As I said, with the Colts, there's a few Colts that I love as well. The Jaguars, Mark Brunell.
It's funny, I don't know about you, but the teams I like were tough. Like, the Oilers were tough for me. The Jets, obviously. You know, the Ravens. These are the teams that were tough for me to pick because I had so many favorite players on these teams.
My favorite Chief before Pat Mahomes was Derek Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, that was a tough one for me, too. And the toughest one, I think we both agree, with the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, how do you not think of Ray Lewis? And the whole thing, it was tough. And I love Jonathan Ogden. He may be one of the nicest athletes I've ever met, besides being with best left tackles ever. So,
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Your boy Trippy is a trip. He got the right nickname. He's been texting me this morning about this list since we talked about it. But Trippy, I know you're listening because you always are. You're listening when I'm not listening. Trippy's texted me last night, and I know what Trippy's thinking. Trippy's thinking the game's over. It's only 11 o'clock. Rob ain't going to bed. Trippy, you got to understand something, though, man. I'm getting up at 2 a.m. here.
Yeah.
I got to bed after 10. It was closer to 11. Trippy still texting me.
Yeah, well.
I love Trippy. Trippy, you know, you listen to the show, man. You know what time I had to get up. So I know we're going to hear his list. He's going to text us his list a little bit later. Oh, I should say call in and give us his list a little bit later. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to the phone lines right now and get him. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. Hey, Rob, man, I don't want to hear about you guys go to bed, man. Let me tell you something, man. I was off yesterday. I could not go to sleep. I was tossing and turning. I was going on Facebook. I was on TikTok. I was on Twitter. I was on Snapchat. But look, though, right?
How about the man said he don't want to hear nothing about me having to go to bed?
Hold up, Rob. Hold up. You messing up my Friday Eve.
Go ahead,
hey,
man.
Ed, what's up, Bet?
What's up, man?
I'm in my Antonio voice. What's up, Bet? But look, right? Hey, I'm ashamed that y'all said that y'all ain't nobody say Andre Johnson, man. How y'all ain't going to say Andre Johnson for the Texans?
We were saving it for you.
Crazy.
We were saving it for you.
My favorite Raven of all time is Tar Heap. I like Tar Heap.
Really? Okay. That's what. Yeah. This is favorite player.
That's
this
an interesting one.
Yeah. This isn't best player. Lot, this is a favorite player ever on a given team.
And I'm glad he said that, brought up Antonio, because I told you yesterday I forget what day it is, and I forgot to do this in the opening segment. This is a Thirsty Thursday. Ed Norris likes to call this day.
Friday Eve, babe.
On the other side, Ed and I will give you our favorite NFC players from each team all time right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.